Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Entertainment Earth. It's December 24th, 2009. Tomorrow is the big holiday, but today I have a podcast for you. And my gift to you is to make it relatively brief because I don't know about you guys, but I listen to a lot of podcasts myself. And it seems like everyone's decided to do special 2-, 3-, 4-hour crazy long retrospectives, bonus episodes. My iPod is getting kind of full. I've got like 15 hours of stuff to listen to, and I just wasted another 15 seconds of your time. So let's get started with movies. This week at the box office, your new films include Alvin and the Chipmunks: The Squeakquel. It's Complicated. Sherlock Holmes. Also, in limited release, you can see Police, Adjective, and The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. That's the last Heath Ledger movie directed by Terry Gilliam. It'll be getting a slightly wider release in the new year, so if it's not in your area yet, don't worry, it might be coming soon. Last week at the box office, the number one movie was Avatar at $77 million. It's one of the top December openings of all time. It was followed by Princess and the Frog with $12.2 million, The Blind Side at $10 million, Did You Hear About the Morgans at $6.6 million, and The Twilight Saga, New Moon, at $4.4 million. Your news this week. The Karate Kid trailer hit with Will Smith's kid and Jackie Chan. Wax on, wax off. The Blu-ray manufacturers got together and finally agreed on a 3D standard for the format. So when you get home video releases of 3D movies, now there's actually going to be some sort of a consistent way to view them in your home. I don't know when they're going to come out, but there you go. Director Roman Polanski is actually finishing editing his next film, The Ghost Rider, from his home while under house arrest. The film stars Pierce Brosnan and Ewan McGregor. PBS will finally be watched in the Nielsen ratings. This is largely due to the amount of underwriting and sponsorship going on the network. Apple is rumored to be offering a la carte channels via its iTunes store, so you can grab whatever channels of shows you want. There was another rumor earlier this year concerning Apple offering an all-you-can-eat plan on television shows, which has not come to pass either. Avatar did extremely well in the international market, with $192 million over the weekend, bringing its total take in less than a week so far to over $300 million worldwide. I don't know if it made back its budget yet. Toy news! Oh, it's a good time for toy news. I thought it would be a slow week, but I was wrong because, for starters, Forbidden Planet fans should take note that X Plus in Japan is releasing a 12-inch Robbie the Robot figure with a 12-inch man inside to operate it. It's very neat. Funko is also announcing a Robbie bobblehead, and that is due in February. Other classic sci-fi baubles from Funko include Gort from The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original, and a Saucer Man from The Invasion of the Saucer Men. Transformers fans, take note, BotCon 2010 has been announced for Florida at Disney World. It's in June. Also, by 16bit.com, Hasbro confirmed, sort of, that if the Transformers universe line continues, wink, that means it's continuing, it is not currently planned to include Beast Wars or Beast Machines lines in the new year, which is unfortunate, because we were hoping for a rockin' Tankor or a really slick Rhinox. Star Wars. Gentle Giant shipped out its holiday-exclusive Yak Face bust, 200 of which were given out to VIPs and friends of the company as a gift edition, and 800 additional units were sold in a standard window box as a cutout edition, so that's 1,000 pieces total. DC Universe fans from Mattel, take note. Wave 13 is announced, and pictures are available. If you didn't already see them, this line includes Superboy, Blue Beetle 3, Power Girl, Blue Devil, Negative Man, not me as some may say, and Cyclotron. The classics figures of Katmatui, Batman, Superman, and The Flash were all released this week, or re-released as the case may be, and we restocked on a number of them, so check our website if you're interested in such things. And speaking of shilling, new at Entertainment Earth! The end of the year is upon us, and that means you save big. Our big year-end sale has started with over 800 items marked down to incredibly low prices. Some are lowest prices ever. Get items as low as $1. That's right, $1. Comic books, statues, action figures, and much more. Buy the gift that you wish you really got, because maybe we have it, and maybe it's going to be really cheap. And maybe you'll get free shipping, because if you order $99 worth of in-stock merchandise, it ships for free. So stock up and save today at Entertainment Earth. And that is all for today's toy and movie podcast. As always, thanks for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/andearth. I do recommend checking out our sale at sale.entertainmentearth.com just because we do have 800 items on it. A lot of the prices are really good, and you don't want to miss all of it. Some of the items from our previous sale were carried over. Some have lower prices. Some don't. One thing you can be sure of, you're going to get a pretty good deal. So check that out. Again, follow me on Twitter, read our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com. Have a safe and happy holidays filled with watching too many bad movies, or good movies. That's my plan. I mean, we're going to be sitting around watching Mystery Science Theater and the first Gremlins movie on Blu-ray. And, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Christmas special. We're looking forward to finally checking that out. So we're going to have some fun. I hope you have some fun, too. Happy holidays. Happy New Year, if I don't hear from you sooner than soon. And I'll see all you guys next time.